famous. World famous. You're listening to the world famous three-time award-winning Biggs and Barr Show. On
106.1. Hey, good morning. It's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. We got to give away those Justin Bieber tickets today.
We sure do, because they go on sale today.
It's
Valentine's
Day. It is
Day.
And some dad or mom or aunt or brother or boyfriend or husband is going to make somebody else very excited today when they tell them that they got the Bieber ticket. So we'll play a few more of the calls.
Because they came in fast and furious.
Oh, did they ever?
All yesterday.
So, and then we'll hand those out probably in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Friday, so we're going to have an edition of the Drunk Podcast, which is quickly becoming a lot of people's favorite. So we'll get Dad on. It's also Valentine's Day, obviously, or Forced Commercial Romance Day.
Yes.
So, I don't know, get your sex on, I guess. like, what else? Yeah. I hope you're in love.
Yeah. Try not to have any more babies. The world is populated enough.
An Aussie fella saved a drowning victim.
A hero.
Yeah.
He is a hero.
We'll highlight that because it's a great great clip. And, we got Auto What. We got Instant Answer Question Time. And
we're going to play Impressions after 7 as well.
That's right. We are.
So much!
Yes, so much.
How much?
So
much?
Much.
Okay.
Well, you asked how much. You said so.
Yeah.
Because it was so much.
I don't. I get it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, you know, his dramatic pauses he likes to do. I was hoping there'd be a punch, but.
Chris. Not that time.
The Rolling Stones on 106.1 Chat. I love
Who's motorcycling in this one?
I missed that sound.
Yeah, I wish I was.
So listen, all week long, we have been asking you to call us, the Dougie line.
Yeah.
And leave us messages with your name, someone you know in your life, your daughter, your granddaughter, your sister, your wife, your whoever, boyfriend.
Doesn't matter, yeah. You can still call if you want, but not for this contest. We've stopped accepting submissions.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
And you call and leave us your name, who they're for, and you have to sing a little bit of Justin Bieber, because we figured we know you probably don't want Bieber tickets. But
you know someone who does.
It's Valentine's Day, right? So yeah. We're going to give them away today. We had a few more entries in the last 24 hours.
Like a few is an understatement. Yeah.
We're going to play a couple of them, and then off air we'll decide which one we think
is the best. Subjective. It's our choice.
And then give away the tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. But here's a few more.
Do you want to play? Well, let's start with the guy who is really trying to win us over. How's
okay.
that?
Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Baby, 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 oh. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Well,
it was done by a guy before you a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So
he went for it, though.
He did.
It was. If you were the first one, I would have liked it a lot
better.
More.
Yeah,
you were
yeah.
better than the first guy. But sometimes when you're first, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. A lovely lady who, whatever.
Hi, my name's Kim, and I'm calling for the Justin Bieber ticket.
Kim.
Even though I've been listening to Rock or Shay 106 since 1980.
I want
my friend's daughter, Lumi. They live in Guatemala. I'd like them to come visit me in Ottawa.
Okay, wait.
We're not paying for a flight.
Yeah,
right?
we're not.
That's probably pretty expensive
in
Guatemala.
In the package.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All right.
They live in Guatemala. I'd like them to come visit me in Ottawa. I haven't seen them for a few years. And Lumi just loves Justin Bieber since she was about 8 or 9 years old. And she just turned 17.
Oh.
So this is for Lumi. Love me, say that you love me, fool me, fool me, oh how you do me, kiss me, say that you miss me, tell me what I want to hear.
It does sound very similar to
and then
Love Fool by the Cardigans.
Yeah, and
yes.
then sort of devolved into Skinamarinky Dinky Dink. Odd. Okay. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
It's a long way, Guatemala.
It is.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it take almost as long as going from Orleans to Canada on a game night. We got another call here.
What are you saying?
There's a comment on the traffic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
All right. This Jesse guy, he really puts the effort in. Okay.
Hi, it's Jesse Barber here. I want to get these tickets to my partner. She's an amazing mom and my best friend, and I would sing 10 Bieber songs if it meant making her happy. So no,
he's done something wrong.
Girl, you got that yummy, 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 yum. Girl, you got that yummy, 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 yum. Woo!
Oh, wow. You know what he was doing that whole time? He had the old hand on the ear.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. Because he was really getting into it.
Well, something I've had confirmed for me, which I always thought, is that it really doesn't take much to write a successful pop song.
No, no it doesn't. Yeah. No, it never has.
Like, no.
Never has.
No. Girl, you got that yummy, yummy,
it really
yummy, yummy,
this.
Yummy, 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 yummy,
yummy. It doesn't matter. Words
no.
don't matter.
Nah.
All right. No. Well, that's just a couple more we got. Now we have the difficult task of going through the hundreds of entrants and pick one that really made us either the feels. Are we going for the feels or are we going for the laughs? What are we going for?
I'm not big on feelings. I'll go for laughs.
Okay. All
but right. you know, I guess combined we can figure it out.
Fair enough.
And now, in a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-assed news with Biggs and Barr.
Paul Marcus Hogeberg made 32 saves as your Ottawa Senators defeated the Arizona Coyotes 3-2 last night. Ottawa snapped a six-game winless streak.
Stanley Cup, here we come.
A four-game winless streak on home ice. Yeah, they before the game, there were 22 points out of playoff spot. I am not sure exactly how things worked out, but it's possible they could just be 20 out now.
They're 20.
Oh, amazing.
Because Panthers and Leafs both lost.
There
there you go.
You're saying there's a chance.
The sky.
Yeah, Dallas Stars beat the Leafs, like you said, 3-2. Yeah. Habs travel to Pittsburgh tonight. Go Penguins. Here's something, guys, I know you're going to be excited about. Calgary's Ted Yablomin was back on the podium for the first time.
Oh, Ted Jan Blomin.
Yeah.
Speed skater.
Yeah, you knew that, eh?
I'm an Olympic guy, right?
He took gold in the men's 5,000-meter title today at the World Single Distance Speed Skating Championships at the Utah Olympic Oval. He has not made the podium since the Pyeongchang Olympics.
Yeah, Blomin.
Yeah, Ted Jan Blomin.
Yeah.
He's blowing by everybody else.
Oh, does he have a regular job, do you think? Or do we pay him to speed
in
skate?
In Canada, probably he has to do something. I'm sure there's some kind of funding, but it's not like he's in the States and they would get he'd make six figures.
Okay, good. That's fine.
Speaking of skates and blades, did you guys see Zach Cassian last night?
No.
Kick a player in the chest? They were in a little scuffle on the ice, and he went, "Gah!" Right in his chest.
Well, he'll be up.
Have a look. It'll be a big story.
I had a friend when I was a kid who got kicked out of the hockey league because he kicked a player in the head.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He had a mask on, but still, that's dangerous.
No, it is.
His name was Russell. Major Transportation Union urging the federal government to find a solution to the blockade in Belleville. The Teamsters Union says the government should intervene because the blockade's paralyzing the country.
Yeah.
Teamsters, see?
Which is basic. You know, when the Teamsters get involved, the government tends to listen. This may come as a surprise, but class will be in session at most of Ontario's elementary schools today.
What?
Yeah, the union representing the province's elementary teachers. They're still holding one-day strikes at three boards as part of their labor dispute, but not here in Ottawa.
You're blowing my mind.
Yeah. Yes, I am, Ted. Yeah. And there is a frostbite warning. It continues. Environment Canada has issued an extreme cold warning for the city of Ottawa. Ottawa Public Health says you should wear several layers, even if your outside exposure is only expected to be a few minutes, in case you wind up being outside longer than anticipated. What, are people going out in shorts?
I don't know. What are they doing? I don't know.
Like now, unless it goes past minus 20, I don't even wear a coat. I have a hoodie and this stupid little vest thing to carry my wallet and keys.
We're not outside a lot.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. I have a coat in the car in case my car breaks down.
Sure.
But just for going from my car to this point car, totally fine.
Yeah.
Mainly sunny today, a high of minus 17. Still cold tonight, down to minus 25. And then tomorrow, I'll mix the sun and cloud and minus 4. Right now, it is minus 23. And that's the latest.
Shea is the capital of rock.
In the next bit, we're going to focus on Valentine's Day sex songs.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what, a good chunk of today is about.
Sure. You're being inundated with Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we will handle it as best we can.
Yes.
Trying to be respectful of people's right. feelings and also being smart and realistic.
Yeah. All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's all.
That's pretty much how we handle everything, isn't it?
Yeah, we try.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Valentine's Day. So a whole bunch of lists come out and music lists. Like, what's the most romantic song of the year?
Sure.
Or ever?
A lot of people pick things like, you know, Whitney Houston.
I will always love
Whitney. Yeah, yeah.
That's a big one. I know how it goes. Also lists about like songs to make love to. But real men don't make love.
No, they put the work in.
Yeah, you put the work in.
You're doing it right. It's work.
Yep.
You should be tired afterwards.
And the lists we got were lame. So we all started talking and realized we all had like our go-to songs.
Sure.
For sure.
Mine, if you've listened to the show for any extended period of time, is not a secret. It's the Red Sex Blazer song.
Because you have a Red Sex Blazer, like a dinner jacket kind of thing.
Well, initially I had a red blazer truck,
the truck.
When I was a teenager.
Right, right.
And some sex happened in that. And then once that truck went away, as things do, I was like, I got to keep the Red Sex Blazer alive.
Right.
So I bought a red blazer that I now wear, like the suit jacket, before sex.
Okay.
Just before, not during?
Sometimes during.
If it gets too quick kind of thing.
But I have industrial fans in my bedroom, so I turn them on to get the wind going.
Wow.
Through your hair.
Yeah. To blow all my body hair. and the coattails of the jacket.
Right, yeah, sure.
It's a long-tailed coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And that's all I wear is just the jacket.
And then you crank this?
And then I, put the strobe lights on.
Right.
And then crank this as I enter the room.
Watch out for debris.
That must be quite the scene, especially when he goes, rock you like a hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, that's go time. That's Are you guys visualizing that? Like me?
Unfortunately
yeah.
Wearing nothing except for a red sex blazer with strobe lights going and wind and that song. Is that in your heads thoroughly?
Uh-huh. Again, yes, unfortunately.
I'm good to hear. Do you guys have a song?
I do. Oh. It's like I said, if you're doing it right, you're putting in work and you're tired when it's all done. So I go with a classic. You can play it.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Gets a nice rhythm going.
Yeah, sure. It's got a pretty good rhythm.
You know, very rhythmic. Like I said, it's work. It's like a machine.
Get up.
Yeah.
Like a piston.
Get up. Stay on the scene. Get
on up. I'm glad that word had two syllables for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Get up.
Get on up.
But, you know, it's a good mood.
It is a good mood song, but it's
also
working
kind of
good
mood
song.
It's a little less aggressive than yours.
Also kind of a pep talk to yourself, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get on up.
Shake your arm.
Yeah, we're getting up in age. So
sometimes you do have to shake your arm because it goes numb from the one.
Oh, your arm.
If you're in one area too long and you're like,
arm.
Or your ankle cramps up and you're like, oh, man, let's switch.
Yeah.
Do you have one, James?
Yeah, your guys were kind of cool. Like,
I'm sorry. So sorry.
You got me.
That I was such a fool.
But if I really get going sometimes and then.
Oh, you have another one? Do you pat your head while you're doing it?
No, it's just running around the bed. That's all
it is.
It's
the foreplay music.
Yeah, exactly. Get ready.
You're chasing your poor wife around the house?
Yeah.
And then when you finally go to start, you play out.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So are we, actually.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, mainly sunny today, high minus 17, down to minus 25 tonight. There is a frostbite warning in effect in case you're some sort of fresh idiot and didn't know that you could get frostbite in the cold. There's that accident on the 416 between Hunt Club and the 417. Big rig rolled over. I passed it this morning. They're trying to get rid of it. Surprisingly, most of the kids in school today, only three boards are striking. Ottawa, not one of them, so that's good news. And first responders, they can be heroes no matter who. Or what they save, as proven by a bunch of drunken, good-natured fellas in Australia.
Yeah, this video that's getting gone viral because there's these fellas sitting at a bar.
No.
In Australia, having a good time. And I guess they weren't watching their drinks for a bit, and a little gecko.
Oh, a little lizard.
Had fallen in one of their beers.
Oh, no.
And then when they pulled him out, he was dead.
They thought he was dead.
Yeah, and then they performed.
Might just been drunk.
Yeah. They performed a little CPR on him, and here's the outcome here.
Fanny mini spee. Mouth to mouth.
Hang on.
You coming?
Oh, he's coming good.
Is he coming good?
Yep. Oh, he's alive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen to the joy. You should put that link up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I will.
Give people a little joy.
Sure.
Yeah, the poor little drunken lizard comes too.
They probably did it as like a joke. Oh, like give him mouth to mouth. And then
it worked.
He came. What did they say? Come good?
Is he coming good?
The sheer genuine, as you said, Jay, the joy. Like that is... that is just pure human joy. It is so refreshing.
Fanny mini spee. Mouth to mouth.
Hang on. You coming?
Oh,
he's coming good.
Is he coming good?
Yep. Oh, you know, he's alive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
In reality, had he actually given mouth to mouth to that little lizard, he would have exploded it.
Yeah.
I think it was just drunk and passed out, and he blew on it and woke it up. Nonetheless, intention was there, and they were happy about it.
They did get a little like a little CPR chest pump first. The cut out of the audio, but they just did a little like...
They didn't give him a knuckle rub on the chest to make sure he wasn't faking?
No.
That's what you do.
A knuckle rub on the chest?
Yeah. What?
Knuckle rub someone's chest bone real hard. If they're faking, they'll wake up.
Oh.
Yeah. A terrible thing. Why would you?
Well, you don't want to give someone CPR if they don't need it.
Or do you mean terrible thing to fake it?
That's dangerous.
Well, both, the whole thing.
No, it's
helpful. This guy might be faking. Let me drag my knuckles up and down his chest.
Yeah, fine.
All right. Either way.
Ultra.
The gecko's alive. They saved the species.
Yeah.
Then it got eaten by a bigger animal 5 minutes later.
Because it's hammered trying to walk out of the... Anyways, we'll put the video up on the Facebook page if you want to check it out.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
It's some information about something we talked about the other day.
Okay.
He says, was listening the other day. A 2-4 is called a 2-4 because...
2x4, yeah.
Yeah, 2x4, sorry. Because that is what it's milled at rough.
Right,
and it's planed down for sale to what is at store so you guys don't get slivers.
Yeah, I know that. But why wouldn't they just mill it bigger and then plane it down to 2x4?
So the thing
so
you
it's actually
buy
2x4,
is a 2x4. Yeah.
I know, we all know.
Or just switch the name.
Yeah, we all know it's not 2x4.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, it would be better if it was.
Yeah.
Funny Valentine's card or romantic? Which works best? I've always gone with humor for any card.
Yeah, generally. I think the odd time I've gone with a sappy one. Yeah.
Like?
Yeah, when it's been a rough...
It depends what the dollar store has. On Valentine's Day when I'm there.
Like, I'm not trying to be tough and so you guys actually get Valentine's cards and stuff. Well, I know your wife loves cards, Jason.
My wife loves cards and whatever it is. She's had cards for the last 25 years. I guarantee I could go home today and say, where are the Valentine cards I've given you over the last 25 years or so? And she would go get them. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, so she likes it. Easy for me, pretty cheap, especially since the dollar store sells.
What homework assignment/presentation were you most proud of?
Ooh, I did a great little project on medieval times when I was in grade 4.
There you go.
I remember laying on my carpet in my parents' home on a weekend, finishing it up. It was in like a teal-colored, you remember those three-hole punch notebooks? I drew the pictures.
A duotang?
Yeah, a duotang. That's what it's called. Yeah. And I remember being real proud of that.
Nice.
I wrote a short story, historical fiction, in like grade 11 about some kids growing up in Nazi Germany and for a history class. And it was what I really discovered. I really like writing. I didn't really know because I was a jock and didn't care. And that kind of, that's why I went to university to take creative writing. Like, it worked out awesome.
Nice.
But, I remember I got an A on it and I was so pumped.
Nice.
Yeah.
In ancient civilizations. It's so funny that we remember these. That's how
sure.
great, that's
Did you
how
make
great
a
we
castle
were.
Out of popsicle sticks?
No, I made an obelisk.
Oh, really?
Which is like a, you know, the Washington Monument that's uh-huh. at the end of that lake? That's an obelisk, but I put hieroglyphics in it with like a Dremel amazing. Tool, and it's still at the cottage. And my wife rolls her eyes whenever I walk into my cottage bedroom and my obelisk is on display.
That's disrespectful.
You're damn right it is.
You get this question quite a bit. Why can't Quebec residents win your trips? That's a government thing. That's not us. We would give them to you if we could. So I would complain to Justin Trudeau and Doug Ford.
The lottery law thing or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's
how,
the law. Yeah. We just can't do it. I don't care where
Because we hate the French.
That's a lie.
That's not at all true.
No.
How long have you all been married from Keith? We're actually not married, the three of us. We just work together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We just, sometimes we've been on trips together. Sometimes we go on car rides. We do see each other quite a bit, but we are not actually married. it seems like that. We've misled you.
I realize we bicker sometimes, but.
Who is the most important person you guys have ever met? The most important as in, like, social status? Like, the world might think is the most important or the most important to us? Like,
I don't know who the most important person is.
The most famous person I've met, because I used to work in Top 40, so I've met some huge, like, worldwide stars.
Sure.
Well, Drake's my best friend, so Drake.
Right.
Rihanna. maybe something like that. Beyonce. Like, I've met all of them.
Right.
If you look at worlds, but if, like, most important to us?
Important, I don't know.
That's a weird word.
Wendell Clark.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, you met Wendell.
I spent a decent amount of time with Dave Grohl, but he wasn't important to me.
No. Let's
played,
just say each other.
Hockey.
Yeah, I think each other.
With each other, we wouldn't have this amazing career we got going.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be able to have our homes.
It's true, yeah.
And, and all the great sex we have together. It's Valentine's Day, guys. I just want to throw that out
went
there.
Sideways.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Questions.
It's Impressions, where you call us and do an impression of anything you want, except for?
We said Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kermit the Frog, and Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
And Bubbles. Those are on
those
the
a lot.
No impressions list. All right, besides that, whatever you got. Animal Machine. Yep.
We got somebody on the line.
Let's do it. Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, Eric. I'm going to do an impression of Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
All right.
Give it to us raw and wriggly.
I mean, it's not awful.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst. Sound a little bit in there. It sounded more like Eric. But all right, hold on. We'll see.
Hang on. I think we should add that one to the list, too. A lot of people
do. I agree.
Here's John.
Hey, John, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. What impression are you doing today?
Well, I'll just do it and you tell me.
Okay.
Ready?
Did you hang up on him?
I did not touch it.
Oh. I didn't touch it either.
I didn't touch it.
I think he was going to do Oklahoma.
I think I know what he was doing.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
He also doesn't know how to use a phone.
Yeah.
So no. should we not play that for him?
You want to do that? It's not sure.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't fucking call us.
Amazing.
Hey, Shay, do you have an impression for us?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to do the gingerbread man.
Okay.
From Shrek.
From the Shrek. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to a button.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all I got.
All right. It was pretty good. I just wanted more. All right, hold on. I forget this guy's name.
Those were great movies.
Yeah.
They were.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's another one coming still. Oh. Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hi, what's
Connor.
Your name?
Hey, okay, sorry. All right, I'm going to be doing Nacho Libre.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
Nacho El Escrito. Get that corn out of my face.
That's maybe the
Shit,
worst.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that was right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was absolutely
and thanks
awful.
For recognizing that, though. That you know what? I appreciate the honesty. Yeah. You have a great weekend.
Self-awareness is a big
gotta great hang
key
up on
to a happy life. Yeah. So,
and not a lot of people have these days.
Yeah. Do you want to take one more?
Yes, please.
It's pretty brutal crap, to be honest.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Martina.
What impression are you doing, Martina?
I can do Elmo.
Almo or Elmo?
Yeah, who's Almo?
Elmo from Sesame Street.
Okay.
Hoo-ah.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm a blizzard here, monster.
It's actually pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you say blue-haired monster, though? Can you do it again? Can you do something else?
Can I do something else?
Like another Elmo.
Like more Elmo.
More Elmo.
Oh, another Elmo.
No, not another
same
one.
Same one.
Just more of the same one.
Okay. I'm a firefighter, but not so much.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Oh, I just hung up.
I wanted to give her another chance.
You hung up on her?
We normally don't take six calls, but here you go.
Hey, good morning. Hello. Hi.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top?
Yeah, sure. Let's do ZZ Top.
A little much better than my home in that Texas town. About the home of Tyler Ray. You know what I'm talking about.
I think he should win.
I just wanted to stop. So, let's just go.
I think you should win. Yeah, right. You're the winner, sir.
Okay.
Good job. You've won tickets to see Super Tramps Roger Hodgson when he comes to town.
All right.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Nice. Right on.
All right. Wow.
When I hear his real voice, it's even more impressive.
Yeah, what happened right there?
You want a ticket? They're all for you. They get to see Roger Hodgson. There comes the tower.
All right, hold on, brother. See, that was fun. That was worth the sixth call.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. A real hoot.
That was fun, eh? All right. Hey, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's today. So I guess we got to.
On average, 9 million people propose on Valentine's Day each year. Roughly really? 1 million Facebook users will change their relationship status in the next few days. And Hallmark now makes over 1,260 unique Valentine's Day cards you can buy. So who's the real winner?
Right? I saw on one of those fact sheet sites, Americans per Valentine's Day spend like $20 billion collectively. Like that's... Yeah.
I don't have that to spend. Insane. I usually get my wife a nice card. You know, maybe a little gift, maybe have some dinner. Last year for Valentine's Day, we had a romantic weekend stay at the Days Inn on Rideau Street.
Oh, you dog.
Walked down to the LCBO beside the now defunct Metro, got a little bottle of
Alberta Premium or something rum. Sweet. Oh, okay.
Little nice coconut rum and had a time and a half.
And a half.
Wow.
You gave up halfway through, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was like, this second time was a bad idea.
You wanted to go for two times.
I already gave you a time, but...
It was cold because it was the ground floor of the Days Inn and the snow was blowing in under the door.
Jeez, nice. You were distracted. Yeah. Gifts, eh?
Didn't make you want to pick up the heat a bit, huh?
No.
We can't stop. It's too cold. We gotta keep...
Keep sweating.
Gotta keep sweating.
There's a fine line between... having fun and being out of breath, you know?
Yeah, that's an amazing line. It's so true. It's so true. Like, I love hockey, but if I run out of breath, I don't love that instant. You know what I mean?
It's not fun anymore.
And that's like in warm-ups.
Yeah,
gifts-wise, I don't know. I'm not getting anything. I might be original this year.
What do you mean be original?
I think I might gift my wife a patent.
What do you mean gift your wife a patent?
I have an idea, think this could take off. You guys have...
Wait, you know you're just going to hand this out to everybody listening, right?
No, stamped it, no racies.
Stamped it, no racies, infinity plus one,
we're
that
fine.
Jazz.
So go ahead.
You guys dry yourselves with towels, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, I would think most people would dry themselves with a towel.
Don't just air dry.
All the time, sure. Sure, yeah. I've had to use a hockey jersey from time to time when I forgot mine.
But not at home.
Not at home, no. So you always take note, because I don't use I use the same towel for like a week.
Sure.
Yeah, I always take note where I dry certain areas on my body.
But you're all clean. What does it matter?
It doesn't matter. There's going to be residual bits.
Bits of what?
Particles.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then
you know what I mean. So I use that spot.
Maybe because you have lukewarm showers.
Yeah.
There's bits sticking around.
But it's still water rinsing off anyway.
But what's your
idea? I'll use that spot for like the corners. You know what I mean? So then I'll know not to put my face on the corner of the towel.
Next time you dry.
The next time I dry. All right. Then I had an idea. What if there's like a towel that's all different materials and like logos on the towel for where you wash? Like here's a great spot for your face and it's got a nice soft.
Right.
Material.
Okay.
And then there's ones like for your legs, maybe that's a little rougher because, you know, your legs can take it.
Okay.
And then one for your undercarriage, which is right. A little softer, but also really drying. You know what I mean? That I'm thinking of that. And
maybe a darker color. So
and a darker
you
color.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? In the middle of the towel. Well, then those are at the ends, right? Then the middle of the towel is for your big old body there.
Right.
Like your back, arms, chest.
So to be clear, you want to invent a towel.
Like a 7-part towel.
That's got different parts on it with logos for different parts of your body.
Yeah.
May I point something out to you?
Yes.
U.S. patent number 200201924351, towel with segregated body part area.
Come on.
Right here. You mean you didn't Google search it at all? You went through all of this and wasted everyone's time?
Two things. Your idea is kind of stupid. Second of all, why did somebody else have the same stupid idea?
Because it's not a stupid idea.
Head, body, feet, butt.
Are they different materials?
They have only 4 parts. Yours has 7, so it is slightly different.
Because the middle part is for the big body.
Right.
So mine would be different. Mm-hmm. And it would be different materials.
Were you banking on this being your Valentine's Day gift?
Yeah.
Because it's...
Here, honey. Here's our nest egg. That's what I was going to... What do you want for Valentine's Day?
Because now you're effed. Because, I mean, it's Valentine's. What are you going to get between now and she's waiting at home?
You'll have to draw your own.
Yeah, like, here's my idea. Kind of thing like that.
So you're going to go get a white towel and a Sharpie. Yeah.
Is it not that bad of an idea? See, someone else kind of thought of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet theirs is in different material.
I don't.
Like a nice chamois? A chamois section?
Why would you need a chamois?
It's like, you know when the divers come out in the Olympics, they get out of the pool?
No.
Car.
And they rub them down. It's like a chamois kind of thing they have.
Yeah, I don't watch the Olympics.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, sorry, buddy. Somebody else beat you to it.
Maybe
you're
like a
genius
good luck,
idea.
Jamie.
Good luck with what? Somebody else has it.
Kinda. A variation.
I read the patent number.
There's also Cheerios, and then there's oat circles. You know what I mean?
All right.
Oat circles?
Whatever. What's the knockoff name?
Odios?
Odios or something like that.
No Odios either. What's wrong with
like, you know what I mean? Well, you can put a spin on everything and get your own.
Look, I'm not worried about your long-term pattern. I'm worried about your short-term Valentine's Day gift. You better get your ass.
Well, you win some, you lose.
Okay, well.
Oh, you lost.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We take our show every day, cut all the music out, form it into a podcast, and we post it on like the Frequency Podcast Network. iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. And so every day we have a record of our show. And a lot of people listen, and you can do so if you want.
It's great when you get fired because you have so many demo tapes.
Yeah. So once a week, Jamie will take a piece of one of those and slow it down. Not pitch it down, just slow it down so we sound hammered.
Mm-hmm.
It happened by accident one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we laughed, and so did apparently a lot of you.
Yeah, it's one of our most popular things we do. So it's a drunk podcast. It's, you know, about a minute usually. And today's, we were talking about deer.
A lady was feeding deer
in
her house in Colorado. She got fined, and we discussed the process of feeding deer and why you should and shouldn't.
Okay, here's today's edition of Drunk Podcast. Deer.
You know, I see deer every day.
I never
on my way
see
to work.
Them.
Really?
I have had a couple in my backyard.
Have you ever fed them? You ever try to feed them when they're in your yard?
No, don't feed deer.
A food line in the 1930s.
And you smoke a deer, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
You will die.
I want to make fun of her. I want to make fun of her. Don't feed the wild animals.
Don't.
That costs you a few bucks.
Don't do that again.
That was so
dear.
What happened? Did you edit that? Why was I just yelling for no reason?
You're laughing.
What do you mean, why was I just yelling for no
all right,
reason?
Never mind.
I made forgot you're you?
I made a hilarious joke.
Don't feed the wild animals.
Don't.
That costs you a few bucks.
Did you not realize he made a joke? That's great. God love you.
That is today's drunk podcast.
Time now for Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto What?
Auto What?
Yes.
Here's how it works. Jason's going to ask you 5 trivia questions. You have 30 seconds to get all 5 right to win. You can pass and come back, but your first answer is the one that counts, and we don't tell you if they're right or wrong until the end.
Okay, we have Francis on the line.
Hi, Francis.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Sorry about your name.
Not his name.
I'm just kidding. he's laughing, see? He has a sense of humor, you sensitive bag of milk. So listen, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your time will start after I ask the first question, Francis. Here we go. What U.S. state has the motto Ad Astra Per Aspera, which means to the stars through difficulties?
Oklahoma.
What is the name of the baby with a bow and arrow who represents Valentine's Day?
Cupid.
What is Superman's real name?
Clark Kent.
What is the capital of Ontario?
Toronto.
What was the first bum-themed planet to be discovered by the telescope in 1781?
Can you repeat that?
What is the first bum-themed planet to be discovered by the telescope in 1781?
Hurry!
Uranus.
Okay. That's all 5. Okay, let's see how you did.
All right.
So, the first bum-themed planet to be discovered by the telescope in 1781 was indeed Uranus.
Great question,
The
Dan.
Capital of Ontario is indeed Toronto.
Yeah.
Superman's name is not Clark Kent.
Oh.
It is Kal-El. Clark Kent is his earthly alias.
Yes, yeah.
The name of the baby with the bow and arrow who represents Valentine's Day is Cupid.
Yeah.
And the U.S. state with the motto Ad Astra Per Aspera, which means to the stars through difficulty, you said Oklahoma, but everyone knows it's Kansas.
Carry on my wayward son.
Thanks for playing, Francis. Happy Valentine's Day.
Wait.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
There we go. Wait, what state was that?
It's Kansas.
Carry on my wayward son.
So not...
Not the other one. Not Oklahoma.
Not Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
It's Kansas.
Yeah.
Carry on my wayward son.
Gotcha, bitch.
All right. What is it? What are money? What's it up to?
It's up to 270 now.
That'll be Monday.
Tuesday, right.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
We've been taking calls all week on the Dougie line.
We have.
And thank you to everyone.
Yeah, amazing.
For stepping up.
Some people a little angry at the beginning, didn't really understand what we were doing. Yeah, thought, what is Shea giving away Bieber tickets?
Yeah, but I think, after the initial shock, people were... pretty happy about it.
Like we were doing it for you.
Yeah, for a good cause, right?
I realized we were giving you a Valentine's Day gift to give to your daughter, your son, your niece, your grandma, your wife, whatever. We know you don't care about Bieber, but so we took a whole whack of phone calls.
Yeah.
We narrowed it down to our winner.
But we'll play a couple of the runners up first. Okay.
And we loved these for many different reasons.
Absolutely.
Like all over. Yeah. There were so many.
We won't play the whole calls, just little bits of them.
Yeah. So here we go.
What do you mean? Sorry, I don't care.
Yeah, this dude's just
reading
titles.
All I want for Christmas is you. Yeah. 10,000 hours. Yummy.
Nothing is yummy.
You know, so it was a bit of an effort. We appreciate it.
For sure. And then one of our faves.
Despacito, baka laka maka down in Porcarito.
We had never heard of Porcarito before, so.
No, we hadn't.
So he's also a runner up.
Yeah.
Girl, you got that yummy, 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 yum.
That guy actually had some
yeah.
pipes.
Yeah, he was pretty close to winning.
And close to that guy was one of our faves.
Just give me a moment till I find this song.
Yeah, this went on for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love and she it. Had a stroke. And she's okay.
Choked yeah. on a bit of nicotine there.
Yeah. And are we ready to tell our winner?
Yes.
You want to play the winner first?
Or yeah, I'm going to play the whole call.
Play the call.
We have
okay.
a couple people on hold. So, but here is our winner for the Justin Bieber tickets.
Hey, guys. How's it going? This is Justin Lozo. I'm calling about the Justin Bieber tickets. I'd like to give these tickets to my wife and daughter. My wife's birthday is coming up on March 12th. And she's turning 30 years old. My daughter is going to be 10 years old in May, so they would make their 2020 just amazing.
So two different people in his life are going to benefit
yeah.
from
yes.
this. He seems very genuine.
Uh-huh. He was shaking, like he's nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he brought it.
And I spent 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Girl, that's what it takes to learn the sweetheart of yours. And I might never make it. But I'm gonna try. It's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life. Girl, I'm gonna love you.
And we have Justin on the phone.
We got him on the phone.
Justin, you are the winner.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
Now, did you know the words of the song, or did you have to look them up?
Oh, I've heard it a few times. Yeah. My wife and daughter listen to it, that's for sure.
No, so it's nice. So your wife is going to get to go, your daughter's going to get to go, and you get both of them out of the house for an evening to yourself.
Awesome. They're going to be so excited, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for sacrificing your dignity for for our entertainment. All right? We appreciate it.
You hang on, man.
Hang on, brother.
I'd say enjoy the show, but you're not gone.
No. Enjoy the time alone, friend.
Yeah, like win, win, win.
Oh,
triple win.
All we do is win, win, win. Win.
No yeah, matter
no,
what.
No yeah. matter what.
And yeah. next week, you got the chance to win Blues Fest tickets
oh,
all
yes.
week long, which is going to be cool, too.
Oh,
all right?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We got a question yesterday from a woman
right.
who asked if she should break up with her boyfriend before or after Valentine's Day. And we actually wanted to do it for her, but she was being stand-up and said she was going to do it herself. And we just got a text back from her that she did it today.
She did it.
Like, that
you
is,
have
that
to.
Is, that is ruthless.
Like, oh, wait, she did it this morning? Sorry,
yeah,
Chris.
This yeah. morning, Valentine's
oh.
Day.
I know she did. Oh.
Like Valentine's Day is not a real thing anyways.
No, but
so
still.
So if anyone is mad about it, what are you going to fake that you care about him for a day when you're already done? Like, that's terrible.
She said, it's done. It was hard. Anger, tears, and accusations. I had my bags already packed, so I grabbed 6 bottles of wine and left. He did throw my Valentine card out the door
Why'd
after me.
Why'd you give him a card?
I just left it. Thanks for the support.
Oh, maybe the one for her, yeah. maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Band-Aid, eh? Yeah. Right on!
Well, you got to.
Yeah.
Oh, would you hang out and lie to him for a week or whatever?
Like, I have mad respect.
Is this a fake holiday?
Good on her.
Yeah. Congrats. We're sorry it's hard. And we're sorry to the fella, too, if he's listening and he knows.
Yeah.
That's tough on you, too, man. But she could only
that
be honest.
That was very
right?
heartfelt, Chris, what yeah. you just said.
Well, it's honest.
That's true.
Yeah. It's genuine. Well,
call your buddies tomorrow because they're busy today.
Yeah.
They have girlfriends still.
Don't call them today.
Yeah.
Just cry yourself at home. And honestly, be a little thankful.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, she seemed pretty ruthless. So
you'll be fine.
Maybe a... Got away with one.
Why are we turning on her now?
Just
I'm not.
We're just trying to make the guy feel better.
Not. Just feel sympathy for both of them? We're all just humans, man.
Really. Did you hit your head outside?
No, like, I'm just wanted to.
When have you started to feel sympathy for people?
Well, I don't actually, but I know I'm supposed to.
Oh, okay, fine. Text us your question, 762-555.
It's next. Hold on.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1
Ha! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey yo, text us 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Instant answer question time brought to you by Algonquin College.
Text any question you want, we'll answer as many as we can.
762-555.
Do I have to go to work today?
No, don't have to. Just call in sick.
Yeah.
You know? If you make it, you know, 3 times a week or something like that, you probably lose your job.
Yeah.
Well, once in a while, I think you can take a day.
My sister just got a kitten. Do you have any suggestions for a name?
Sure. I just got a cat from the Ottawa Humane Society not too long ago, just before Christmas. He already came with a name, but it was a good name. Charlie. So I call him Chuck a lot.
Jackus.
No, not Jackass.
You missed an opportunity to call your cat Jackass.
Call it like Pete.
Magical Pete. Mr. Christopheles.
That's okay.
That's what you need to name your cat. Right now.
Magical Mr. Christopheles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can sing the song from Cats.
Stick
you guys
with Jackass.
Jackass.
Jackass. Was Jamie as good as a hockey player as Justin Bieber and what I saw Justin do on the ice last night on Jimmy Fallon? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Jamie's a great hockey player.
Yeah.
Maybe at one time.
You're still solid.
I can't skate. Got new skates. Love them. Can't skate in them.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
It takes a while when I got new goalie pads. Whew. Imagine me being worse than I am now.
Right? I can't.
That's tough.
I literally can't.
Are there any movies that you would like to have the lead actor replaced by Betty White? Yeah,
sure.
All movies.
Yeah. Shaft.
All
Shaft would be great.
Movies.
Die Hard. The Amazing.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, all of it.
There is not a movie that would not improve with Betty White as the lead character.
Patriot. Patriot.
If you could replace Valentine's Day with another Hallmark holiday, what would it be? I don't understand.
Christmas.
Sure.
Yeah, I like Christmas. People get gifts. The lights are nice. Usually people are nicer to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my favorite.
That's all.
Does Chris Biggs sleep upside down like a bat to help decompress his spine?
Does
Jason Bard just for fun?
No, I don't. No. It would be helpful, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Like the old radio trick.
Yeah, for my spine.
The old radio or like when you get the XLR cables. Mm-hmm. And when you get back to the radio station after doing an event, you'd hang them so they would stretch out so they wouldn't be all coiled and knotted.
Are you explaining how gravity stretches things
I'm just saying, an old radio trick there.
It's not a radio.
Yesterday was radio day.
It would help for my back, but be terrible for my heartburn.
Yeah.
Stop.
The old GERD.
Yeah.
What's better, skiing or snowboarding?
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, whatever you like doing. I like skiing because I've been doing it since I could walk. I tried snowboarding once.
That sucks.
I broke my hand on the first run.
Yeah.
I'm not really a fan of any of it. It seems very tedious to me.
You get a feeling out there.
Skiing's great, man.
I've tried it. I don't like it.
Well, you're not, I know. But you have to get to a level where you can get that adrenaline. Like, coming through a tree run, you know, with powder up to your knees, and coming just flying through moguls through tree, and just, hitting
you're,
the whole,
oh, like, it's, you're it's describing everything I hate.
Well, okay. Well, it's a.
If you enjoy it, go ahead.
It's a slightly popular sport.
No, I know it is. Yeah, I just don't want to do it.
No, I love it.
You're getting all upset.
I'm not upset.
Now you're yelling.
Nobody's yelling. hey, do you guys know which state won the award for most beautiful license plate for the wheat plate design issued in 1981?
I would think that would have to be Kansas. Carry on my wayward
son. I mean, at first listen, you might have thought.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Why does Shea play Tom Petty so much every day? We get a lot of questions like that. Don't make us explain radio to you on a daily basis. We play it because people like it.
Yeah.
Been around for 42 years.
Yeah, it's radio.
You're doing something okay.
Yeah,
it's doing okay. All right. Take your free service. Shut up. That's it.
Yeah. It's free.
Yeah, you didn't pay for it.
You know, you can't complain about something that's free. And most people don't. Most people love this radio station.
Absolutely.
Absolutely adore it.
Yeah.
So.
As they should.
Yeah. It's just You know what? You can kick rocks and head on down to.
If you want, I could explain human psychology to you.
Kansas.
It's because you don't like Tom Petty.
I want to say Kansas.
And you recognize it more. But we don't play it any more than any other song.
Can we just say Kansas? Carry on my wayward son. That's it for another dish now. It's an answer question. That's it for us. What a great week, guys. What a great week.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Good times.
Congrats to Justin Lozon. He won the Bieber tickets.
Right on. And not because his name was Justin. I didn't even put the two and two together until right at this moment.
I recognized it as we were doing it, and I was like,
I didn't even think about it.
It's not funny. Nothing's funny.
Nothing's funny, eh?
I don't know why.
What just happened?
I just visualed Donald Trump when I said that. It's not funny. Nothing's funny. But then I realized I don't do a good Donald
Chris,
Trump.
He didn't even know where Kansas City was. He thought it was in Kansas.
I know. Carry on my wayward son. He did. But yeah, congrats to our Bieber winner. Congrats to everyone that qualified for Get the Hell Out of Here. We'll give another trip away on Tuesday when we come back after the vacay.
It is sunny today, but very cold.
Yes.
Going to go down to about minus 23 tonight. So if you're heading out for the last weekend of Winterlude, make sure to layer up.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hope love is in the air. And if it's not, it doesn't really matter because it's a fake chemical reaction in your brain anyways.
All right. Happy Friday.
Chris Biggs, romantic.
We love you all because that's what the... tell us to say.
We'll see you Tuesday. Enjoy your family day.
Yeah. Do you really, though?
Yeah, some people...
why do they give us a holiday in February?
Yeah, I know. It should have been in June, but, you know,
stupid.
You're going to refuse a day off?
No, I'm not. But, I mean, okay, so enjoy your family day. Sorry, it's going to be cold as balls. Have a happy love day. All that stuff. Stones, unsure.